Hi everybody, תיקוני הזוהר. Let's do the pray first. ריבון העולמים, אדוני אדונים והרחמים והסליחות, מודים אנחנו לפניך, אדוני אלוהינו ולא עבדנו בקידה, ויש את החוויה שקלטנו תורתך לעובדך עבודת הקודש, נתן לו חלק בצדות תורתך הקדושה. מה אנו, מה חיינו, מה שרציתם ממנו, חסד גדול כזה. על כן אנחנו פונים לתכונן לפניך, שתמכו ותסלח לכל חתונם, עבדנו עלינו, עבדנו ומבדלים מבינינו לפניך. וכן יהי רצון לפניך, אדוני אלוהינו ולא עבדנו, שתכונן לבנו לרעתך לעבדך. ותקשיב אוזניך לדברינו אלה, ותפתח לבנו ערל בסודות תורתך, ואם מודנו זה נחת רוח לפני כסף כבודך, קרח ניחוח, ותאציל. אור בקור נשפטנו בכל בחינתנו ונתפסות עבדיך הקדושים אשר לאדם גילית את דבריך האלה בעולם. זכותם, זכות אבותם, זכות תורתם, תמותם, קדושתם יעמוד עלינו לרבן נחשב בדברים אלו. ובזכותם, תאירנו במה שאנחנו לומדים ואמר נעים זמרות ישראל. גל לעיניי, בבית המפלות בתורתך יהיו רצון למראה פיו ולפניך אדוני צורי וגואלי, כי אדוני תל חוכמה בפיו, דעת ותבונה. And now we're going to look at the meditation. That we put in our Tikkuni HaZohar from the Arizal, from Rabbi Isaac Luria, that he say that when we look at it, the soul is opening for all the secret. Okay. First, I would like to say that we are now just before the month of Elul. Highly recommended to start scan or read Tikkuni HaZohar as much as you can from now till the end of Sukkot. It brings miracle to all people. Let's start. I will first read the Aramaic. And then we're going to go into Matok Midvash. Matok Midvash commentary is a collection of many Kabbalists together. ועוד אלין לנטרין עוד ברית בתחומה, יהיו שמונה ימים. ונטרין עוד שבת בתחומה, דיון יוד יוד בין יתקבב כעדני. דגינו הוקמה מרים מתניתים, דלא אשכח בר נש פחות מתרוור. כתיב, לא תיקח האם על הבנים. בינון דלא אשתכר בכל ימה ושתי אותות אלו, דיינון, עוד תפילין ועוד ברית, מילה ובשבת, עוד ברית ועוד שבת, כתיב בעון שלך תשלח את האם. So we know already from last lecture, we are still dealing with the mitzvah of שילוח הקן. שילוח הקן meaning when you see a bird, the Torah telling you with the nest, either with the eggs, either with the chicks, or either with sons, that's the description of the Torah. There is few conditions when you push the mother away, and we study for the last 6 or 7 times that the mother related to the Shekhinah, the mother belonged to the female aspect of God. But let's explain it according to the Matok Midvash, what are we having here, okay? ועוד אלינים דנטרין עוד ברית בתחומה, דעת חד ימים. Tell us the תיקוני הזוהר. Let's talk about people who's doing the ברית, circumcision. The important circumcision. דיינו שמלים בזמנו, ביום השמיני שהוא רומז לייחוד בית שמות, הוויה אדוני. Why is it so important, if the baby is healthy, to make a breed, to make a circumcision, in the 8 days? Because when you take the name of God, יוד כבבקי, תת שגמתן, אמני לטר, יוד, כי, ובן, אי, is 4 letter. If you take the word אדני, which is אדוני, you have אלף, דלת, נון, יוד. Also 4 letters, so 4 letters from here, 4 letters from here, together it's 8. So for that reason, the 8 days, tell us the Matok Midvash, tell us the Tikkuni HaZohar in this section, is related to the force of those two names together. The Shiluv, the connection between the male aspect of the Creator versus the female aspect of the Creator. The force of giving of the Creator versus the receiving force. What is the receiving force does? It brings the giving force into a full expression. Because if you only have giving and there is no receiving force, it will not be able to express itself to a full capacity. שיש בהם חטא אותיות, וכן, I'm looking if that's the continuation. וכן נאמר בו, to my opinion, it continue here, but I will continue here because I don't want to do a mistake here, so forgive me. ונטריות שבת בתחומה is the same thing with Shabbat. We know in Shabbat there is laws that you cannot go to a certain distance, שנזרים לצאת תחום, תחום שהוא 2,000 אמה. What is the distance that you cannot go out from the energy of Shabbat? 2,000 אמה. 2,000 אמה is 2,000 arm like that, so it's about 2,000 feet and a half, okay? To every direction, so if you take 2,000 to every direction, okay? North, south, east and west, you have 2 times, 4 directions, you have 8. Same thing like the Brit, now you have Yud Kei Vav Kei, Tachi Gamatan, 4 letters, Adonai, 4 letters, so it's also 8. So it's 1,000 feet, or 1,000 half and a half, 1.5 feet, foot. שגם כן רומזים לחטא אותיות שילוב הוויה ואדוני. יוד יוד מן אדוני. So what is the secret here? Why is it so important for תיקוני הזוהר to teach us that about the four letters? If you combine, those of you know how to combine the Yud Kei Vav Kei together with Adonai, when you combine it, you get Amen, right? Yud Kei Vav Kei is 26. And Adonai is 65. Together you have 91. That's why every time you have a Kaddish, we have a blessing, we answer Amen. Why? Because we combine the upper world with the lower world, or we combine the giving force versus the receiving force. We need to combine all of it together. And when you look at the first letter, when you combine, it starts with Yud, because it goes like Yud Kei Vav Kei, and it ends up with the last Yud of Adonai, which is also Yud. So you have Yud from here and Yud from left. Kiot Brit, he sod ot Yuda Avaya. The Brit circumcision is basically the Yud of the Tachi Gamatan, the Yud of the Yud Kei Vav Kei, Shehu Zachar, which is the male, because Brit Milah you do with a male. So Yud Kei Vav Kei is a male because it's a giving force, right? The man gives the sperm, the woman receives the sperm, you have a baby. So the giving force is the Yud Kei Vav Kei. And the first Yud, which is belong to the Yud Kei Vav Kei, belong to Tachi Gamatan, has to do with Brit, that happened with men only. ועוד שבת, היא עוד יוד, אדוני שהיא נקבה. What is the female then? Is the yud that coming from Adonai, that coming from the female name, that coming from the receiving force, what is the second yud? Shabbat. So now we know that Shabbat is a female force. Shabbat is a female force, right? And you, that's why you say Shabbat HaMalka, Shabbat the queen, you don't say Shabbat the king. Shabbat is the queen. It's connected to Malchut. It's also 7 days. 7 days also connected to Malchut. The woman lighting candle. The woman baking challah. There is food. It's all about what's happening in the house. Then you go pray. After you pray, you bring the energy into the cup. The cup of Kiddush. It's again receiving. It's all of it has to do with the Yud of Adonai. So, the Yud, from the Yud Kei Vav Kei, is belong to the Brit, which is happening with Ben, which is the male energy. And the second Yud that connect to Adonai is connected to the Shabbat, which is the female energy. The beginning הוא כבר מרים מתנתין דלו השתכח בנש פחות מתרווהו. So, a person, said to us תיקון הזוהר, cannot do less than these two. Person have to walk always with Yud Kei Vav Kei and Adni. Have to have these two things with him. I use the word with him for a purpose, not with her, not with us, it's for a purpose. To those of you who are, why am I using the word him? Not doing Shabbat, said to us Tikkun HaZohar, Bechol B'Mila. So when a person is circumcised, is the first thing that he got there, is Yud from Mila. What happened when it's not Shabbat? If it's not Shabbat, he doesn't have the Yud of Adni. Im tefillin. So a person, a man, wear tefillin. Yeah, there's a few women who used to wear tefillin in the time of the Talmud, like Bruria, the wife of Rabbi Meir Balanes. It's not our tradition for women to wear tefillin, but if women want to do so, that's their thing. Bechol b'milayim im tefillin, b'shabbat b'milayim shabbat. So, in Shabbat, you have the Brit Milah, circumcision, which is the Yud Kei Vav Kei, and Shabbat, which is the Yud of Adni. ומי שיש בו בית אותות אלו עליו, and whoever is have those two things with him during the week of the day, the brit and the tefillin, during Shabbat, the Shabbat and the brit, כתיב לא תיקח האם על הבנים. Then he promised to that person that the mother, which is Bina, which is the Shekhinah, which is the female aspect of God, you cannot take her above the boys. And remember, there's boys, there's chicks, there's eggs. Okay? We explained before. Please listen to what I explained before. So, you can. שהשכינה שורה עליו תמיד. The Shekhinah is dwelling on that person all the time. ואינון דלו ישתקח כל יום בשתי אותות אלו. Whoever is not busy making this to sign on a daily basis, on Shabbat, it has to be Brit Milah and Shabbat. During the week, it has to be Brit Milah and Tefillin. And if you don't have it, ואלו שאין להם בית אותות, דיינו עוד תפילין ועוד מילה, ביבות החול, בשבת עוד ברית ועוד שבת, so people don't have it, דיינו אם פוגמים בהם, מחללים אותם. Not enough, תל אז תיקוני הזוהר, it's not enough to do it, we have to find if it's damaged. Now how do you damage it? How do you damage it? Well, ברית, what is the word brit in English? Covenant. The covenant between the Israelite, between the children of Jacob, is basically happening in the yesod, in the sexual organ. And that means that area that has to do with sexuality has to be kept pure. So if a person is using the covenant for the wrong reason, is damaging the brit, is damaging the covenant, is damaging the contract that is signed on his body in a way, because it's a signature on your body. What exactly happened during the brit? What exactly happening during the circumcision? They remove the foreskin. Why is God create the foreskin to begin with? Because the foreskin is like covering the sexual organ. Why is it covering the sexual organ? Very similar. It's a klipa. It's a cover. Like when you eat an orange, there is a shell. So the cover, the foreskin, is covering the kedusha. When a person is busy with all kind of lust and desire for themselves alone, then the brit is no longer functioning as it need to. And of course, there is many tikkunim for that. One of them is a mikveh. Once a person do mikveh, one of them is rolling in the snow, one of them is doing mikveh in cold water. There's many, many tikkunim for that. We are living in a generation which is not easy. Not easy to be pure, but possible. Possible, accessible. For that reason, the whole idea of person who got to keep the brit is important. Then the tefillin. When you put the tefillin, make sure you put the kosher tefillin. What is kosher? You have to check if it's kosher. You have to make sure it's kosher. You have to check that it's good. You have to check that your mind is there with the tefillin, that you're not mind somewhere else in your business while you put the tefillin. So it's not enough to do it. Then you have Shabbat. Why are you doing Shabbat? Are you want to connect to the Creator? Or you want to do Shabbat because you love the food of Shabbat? It's good to love the food of Shabbat. It's a good start. But I have to make sure that Shabbat is about connecting to the Creator. So whatever you have, chicken or schnitzel or whatever you like to eat, chulent, it's nice, it's all good. But it has to come from a different level. And the different level that's come is I want to be connected to the Creator. That's what Shabbat is all about. So we have Shabbat, we have tefillin, we have brit milah. Those things, making sure the Shekhinah, the protection, will never leave us alone. But the Kitugunah Zohar said, אם פוגמים בהם, מחללים אותם, if you damage those covenant, כתיב בעון שלח תשלח את האם. Then, it say in the Torah, you should send the mother away from them, meaning you should get the Shekhinah out. And I continue. ויתמרון, המים צריכים למעבר תרווה בכל ברנז, בכל יום המגין דלות שקרה שקטה דיו יוד מן אדוני, יחידה בלוקדישה פריחות יוד מן הוויה, צריך פרנה שלא ישכח בכל יום הפחות מתרווהו, ולהלן, את מר ונרגן מפריד אלוף, דאפריד אלופה, להלן עמי שכינתן, ואת מרבה, אותי לעולם דחורה ברית מלך עולם אי, בגינדה עוד פילין נוקבה, עוד ברית דוחה, ורזד המילה, מי עלינו לנו השמיימה, שתבין מילה, בספרי תבן הוויה, בתפילין נוקבה עדה הוא דכתיב, והיה לאות על ידיך יד קאה. תל אז תיקוני הזוהר. If you're going to say, למה צריך להיות אדם בית אותיות תמיד? Why do we need those two letters all the time? And the answer, ידיים עוד שבת ועוד תפילין. That the letters, those letters, those combination of יוד כוו"ק, תת שאומרת, אין אדוני, will always stay with them, with the person. שידיים עוד שבת ועוד תפילין. ידע בלא כזה שבו. שגדה היא עוד ברית, because if you want to be always connect to the holiness, always connect to that powerful energy that stay with you wherever you go, you gotta do what you gotta do. ולכן צריך ברנה שלא לשכח בכל יום הפחות מתרווה, ולכן צריך להיות אדם תמיד בית אותות כדי לייחד את זכר בנוקבה ביוחד אחד. Because if you have just male energy, that means a full energy with no expression. If you have just a female energy, which is a receiving force but with no fulfillment, זה אין בו. ואילה שאין לו בית אותות, אלא נאמר, נרגן. So a person who is not working on having these two signs, then unfortunately, person fall into complaining, fall into negativity. מפריד אלוף. מפריד אלוף את האלמה, שהוא זה רבי שחידה. Person like this creates separation between the female and the male, between the giving to receiving, between receiving to giving. Between expression to achievement. So what happened in that person's life? Also a mess. There is a mess. Because there is separation all the time. שעושה פירוד בין דחר ונוקבה. נוקבה באיות לעולם, כי איות שבת. Who is the נוקבה? Who is the female? שבת. שבת. So many women say that I want to put תפילין. Don't worry about תפילין that much. Go do the שבת. Make sure the שבת will be perfect. Make sure you have guests always for שבת. If you are miserable in some, I don't know where you're going, in some hotel in the Maldives island, with your family, with this, and there is no invitation for people to eat from your table, what kind of woman are you? That you never have guests. And if you have the guests because you want to see how beautiful is your house, what kind of woman are you? A woman needs to have really a desire that people enjoy from what she want to give them. That's what a woman is. So don't worry about it. Oh, I have to put that tefillin. I'm chasing now to be like a man. You're better than a man. You're second edition. You're not first edition. You came after the man. That means you're better. Why are you chasing what the men are doing? You have Shabbat. You have Shabbat. Why are you chasing that old thing of tefillin, breed, why they have and I don't? What is this jealousy even? With Shabbat, you can correct the whole world. קיות שבת ויות בתפילה לעולם שהוא עוזר רמפין בסוד עולם חסד יבנה אבל דוחה שהוא עוזר רמפין אמר בו ברית מלך עולם הוא שכתוב על שאול דחר גם לא כתוב לעולם אלא עולם שהוא עוזר רמפין so we have the female and the male together and that's why a man who's not married is like a man who's full of expression but can never manifest itself a woman doesn't have to be married but a woman need to help a man to fully express himself. So that's the work of a woman, of the female, of the manifestation, is to look for her man. So what else he has within him? Every woman, you know, before she's married, you have to look to the man and see, okay, what is this man made of? What is this the least that I think this man need to manifest to the world? And then a woman has to take on herself, I'll be in charge of manifesting this man to a full capacity. So she has to make a list to herself. What is the man? If she's already married, if already the Yud Kevavkin and they are together, then she also has to make a list. What is the one thing that I know he has and he didn't manifest himself yet? And I have to bring it to the world because it don't belong to him. It don't belong to him, it belongs to God. It belongs as a gift of God. And then she has to be the one who manifests it. What a job a woman has. Without a woman becoming in charge of that, then the all men potential stay in potential
it doesn't go into full fruition and manifestation. It's not going to happen. For that reason, a man needs to be married, because the woman's job is to bring it out to Adonai. She's the Adon. Adon means master. She's bringing it to Adonai. She's bringing it to a full capacity. But if the woman is sitting there and waiting to see how great is her man, and she thinks what she can get from him before the marriage, it's not good, because that's not her job. Her job is to manifest him. שכתוב בלשון זכר וגם כתוב לעולם אל העולם שעוזר רמפין תפילין כנגד עדני עוד ברית דוחה כנגד יהודה ואיבר זה מילה שעוד ברית היא כנגד זה רמפין זה מי יעלה לנו לשמה מה so the תיקונה הזו עוברים את הפסוק from the book of דברים that in the end of the book of דברים it say that you may say מי יעלה לנו השמה מה who is between us who can go that high to heaven. But the word mi ale lanu hashamayma is in the end yud ke vav ke, right? Mi, the last letter is yud, yale a lanu vav hashamayma a. So you have yud ke vav ke. But if you look at the rashi, if you look at the initial mi mem yale yud lamed lanu hashamayma a mila. So from here we have yud ke vav ke brit the mila, right? So we have the yud ke vav ke. And the word מילה, from the ברית מילה. בסופו של דבר הוויה כגוף, זה ארנפין, שהוא שם הוויה, because the הוויה, which is the male, which is the giving force, הוא ברית, שהיא המילה, נחשבים לאחד. Because the ברית מילה, the circumcision, that's supposed to be done to a man, is מילה, it's in מי עלה לנו השמיים, המילה. And the יודקה ופקה, which is זכר, which is the male, it's also done with the male energy, which is the yud of the combination of the yud kevav ke'adni. לכן נרזים יחד בפסוק אחד, זה בראשי תיבות, וזה בסוף תיבות. So that's why it's an initial, and it's also the last letter. בראייה שמילת, אות, שכתוב בתפילין נוקבה, האות הכתיב היה לאות על ידיך. So, but when we talk about תפילין, it's a נוקבה. It's a female. How do you know it's a נוקבה? Because it's a... והיה לאות על ידיך. It's a, it should be a sign on your arm, on your hand, on your arm. ידיך. But the, when they say about ידיך, they have additional A. Say חזל, the sages, in the Talmud of נחות, עמוד למד זין, the page is 37, עמוד א', ידך על ידיך, when you say על ידיך, on your arm, there is additional A, why do you put the additional A? Say, the Talmud, יד הקאה, the dark arm. יד החלושה, tell us the תיקון הזוהר, the weak hand, שהיא השמאל, it's always the left. Many people that are lefty put it on the right, what a terrible mistake, terrible mistake. And please, any rabbi or talmid chacham who want to challenge me on that, I will be happy to sit and change your mind on that. It's urgent to be changing. No more putting tefillin on the right arm. Always on the left arm. Always. Because the left arm is gvura. And gvura is Yitzchak. Yitzchak is always in the left arm. And Avraham is the right. So Avraham, okay, that Yitzchak. Avraham is binding Isaac. That's what it's all about. You're not supposed Isaac binding Avraham. Chav v'shalom. Chav v'shalom. So when they say Yad HaKe'ah, it's written with the word Kaf Ehei, not Ke'ah with Kuf Ehei, that meaning weak. Kaf Ehei meaning dark, which is Gvura. Yad HaKalosha Shiasmol, Shetash Kocha Kenekeva, which is like female, you know, if you compare men and women, not to upset any women who are listening to me, is women can become weaker. You know, it's not, they're not born to become as strong as men from the time of creation. You know, a woman wouldn't go from the cave to hunt, I don't know, a deer in the old days, in the primitive time. It was the job of a man. Then he bring it, he rest, she cook, and this is the arrangement. Some of you are feeling it's not right. I'm not here to change the history. I'm sharing information. So if you, a woman want to study karate or do boxing, I don't know, and fight with each other, It's not your mission, but if you want to do it, go ahead. But it's not your mission. You have a womb. You know, you are here to create something that the man can never create. So focus on what you're good at and don't be jealous that the man is better or worse. It's not your job. Be a woman and a man need to be a man. And together we have Yud Kei Vav Kei and Adni. The reason there is so much confusion about who is a man and who is a woman today is because from a spiritual point of view, we're not combining the Yud Kei Vav Kei and Adni. I want to thank you for listening to me today. It was a very important lecture for me personally because we are able to explain something major. Thank you very much.